WTAW News time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 39 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Federal Bureau of Land Management continues to get pressure to not allow oil and gas exploration around Lake Somerville.
This past week, the Brenham City Council passed a resolution after multiple attempts at dissuading the federal agency from issuing the leases. City officials told the Brenham Banner-Press that they are concerned that oil and gas exploration on the 1,400 acres of federally owned land around the lake could contaminate the city's only source of drinking water for the city's roughly 15,000 residents. The federal agency has denied previous protests of the leases and plans to move forward pending final decision on appeal filed by the city. David Burrell, TSN News.
Last month's sub-freezing temperatures that resulted in record electric usage in Texas is now being reflected in power bills. David Worley at BTU shared during our show how skyrocketing prices are passed along.
Market cap in ERCOT actually went up to a $9,000 cap for a megawatt hour.
That used to be like $1,500 or something?
Before that it was, on a typical day, right now, today, it'll be $25 maybe. And so it can go to $9,000. And your utility absorbs that through its fuel rate.
Worley says BTU customers also benefit when they sell electricity to the wholesale market. During the three-week period ending February 1st, the Twin Cities had more than 70 vehicle burglaries.
49 in College Station over a three-week period of time. We were only including the ones that we kind of were linking with the stolen vehicles over a two-and-a-half-week period of time, which was 27. So there's technically more than that.
Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says the common factor is the vehicles are unlocked.
We've preached it and preached it so many times. Remove your items. Take your keys out of your car and lock it.
McKeithen says 14 burglaries took place before sunrise last Thursday in a new housing development off Chick Lane between Villa Maria and Leonard Roads. Bryan police arrested three teenagers last Friday on charges of a convenience store armed robbery that took place 3 weeks ago.
17-year-old Tony Childs Jr., who was taken into custody without incident, remains in the Brazos County Jail in lieu of $35,000 bond. A 15-year-old from College Station and a 16-year-old from Bryan were arrested at the Brazos County Juvenile Justice Center. Victims told police there were four people involved in the January 18th holdup at Quick Mart at the corner of William Joe Bryan and Villa Maria. A deputy Brazos County constable who caught an SUV going 84 miles an hour on Highway 6 south of College Station last Thursday morning learned the driver had 22 suspensions and three convictions on her driver's license. That led to the arrest of 36-year-old Twana Briggs of Houston for driving with an invalid license with one prior conviction. Briggs is out of jail after posting a $3,000 bond. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News time is 7 minutes after 8. It's 39 degrees. Call or text us this morning. Be part of the show at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30. You can stream us anywhere at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Getting investment advice from one of the richest men in the world would be awesome. Getting real estate advice from Berkshire Hathaway Home Services would also be awesome. BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services as Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, and we now have the resources of one of the top companies in the world. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-6200.
808 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Check on the weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Lots of clouds in our forecast over the next couple of days. We'll have a high today of about 60 to 65. Cloudy tonight, a few showers and maybe even a thunderstorm overnight, lows 55 to 60. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, warmer, 70 to 75. Showers and breezy tomorrow night near 50. Mostly cloudy and turning cooler for the day Wednesday. Highs will be only 50 to 55 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. It's Happy World Nutella Day. You need to go get some of that today.
I thought it was Nutella.
A Nutella.
How's
maybe
it
that's
pronounced?
Right. Yeah, that's probably right. I'm not sure.
Okay. Chelsea?
I don't know either. You know, I wasn't introduced to Nutella until I was like 23 years old
right.
It just wasn't a thing in our household growing
up. Well, it was bigger in Europe and has been, I mean, for a long time. And we had a story, I think, in Italy where they had cut
like
the price
70%. Riots in the grocery stores.
People going crazy over that.
But I probably say Nutella.
Yeah, I think
on a regular, but that's just me, so I don't know if that's
right. And I don't buy it. I mean, I don't know.
No, I don't either.
I mean, I guess I've had it, but I haven't ever purchased it. And it's also National Weatherman's Day, so if you see a weather person today, if you want to say, fair job that you're doing there.
Fair job.
Yeah. So Kylie Jenner
had her baby.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
What can you basically tell us about this?
Oh, so much, but I'll keep it brief because I know everyone really cares.
Yeah.
Kylie is the youngest.
Okay.
She and Travis Scott, who is a rapper.
Oh, okay.
She was had a baby. She was the one, though, who never really came out and said she was pregnant. It's been all kind of just rumor.
Okay.
But apparently she announced that they had a baby girl on February 1st. Mm-hmm. Of course, she chose, it was her mother's doing, chose to announce it yesterday. Because who could upstage the Super Bowl like Kris Jenner?
They'd give it a try anyway.
Yeah, but
do we know the child's name yet?
No name yet. Just that it is a girl.
Probably trying to secure a website.
And now she's released like this 11-minute long video that kind of documents the whole pregnancy.
Okay.
And then Chloe has posted a picture. Her older sister, who's also pregnant, has posted a picture of their baby bumps together. So now that the baby's born, and she came out with a letter to her fans basically saying why she kept it a secret.
Mm-hmm.
And it truly was just because she wanted to bring the baby into the world in the most stress-free environment she could create. And by keeping it out of the media, that was it. I'm amazed with all the video and all the pictures that were taken to create this little documentary or whatever you want to call it, this little highlight reel, that nothing was leaked in 9 months.
Well, there you go.
But
that's what they wanted.
That's what they wanted. So Kylie has a baby. So Kim had what? Let's recap. Kim had her baby a couple of weeks ago. Kylie, and then Chloe is due probably in the next couple of months.
All right, we are all caught up.
All the Kardashian chicks are getting preggers.
There you go. All right. Well, yeah, exactly.
They're creating. No, I shouldn't say creating. They are continuing their dynasty.
They are extending the brand.
By the way, Travis Scott is originally from Houston.
Really?
His name's Jaquez Webster. That's his real name. Or Jacques Webster.
Jacques Webster.
But his stage name, of course, Travis Scott from Houston. Yeah. Apparently, he took Kylie to Galveston. So
what?
They went splashing around. There were pictures of them splashing around on the beach in
Galveston.
I mean,
they've only been dating since April of last year, but they have matching butterfly tattoos, so it's obviously going to last forever.
It'll last forever.
Well, I mean, they have a baby together, so tattoos are kind of
the tattoos are permanent.
All right, so do you or somebody you work with or know have one of these standing desks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, and, you know, they advertise them. I don't know how much they cost. They're probably not cheap, but we've got a new study now that apparently it's not nearly as wonderful as you thought. The study says standing does, in fact, burn calories, but not that many.
Mm.
About 54 calories in a six-hour day of standing.
Oh.
Despite the modest effect of standing desks found in research, standing desks have other health benefits. Researchers say that people with standing desks tend to move more throughout the day, which would result in more burned calories than just the ones that you burn by standing there. And there's also the issue of back problems associated with long periods of sitting. and other health issue standing desks were created to address. So maybe some good stuff, but it may be from a health benefit standpoint not quite as wonderful.
Right, and I think we've read the story before, too, that it's good to alternate, like do periods of a time standing. And obviously these standing desks, most of them lower also.
Sure.
So sitting for part of the day, but also, you know, standing up and down.
Oh, I didn't know they were adjustable that way.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah,
they have like a Versa desk or something like that.
You don't flip them. They just have like a little lever that they lower and
rise. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. Passenger American Airlines flight Dallas to North Carolina restrained with zip ties and duct tape.
Oh, my.
After authorities said that she became violent. They were approaching Charlotte Douglas International Airport. When
she just wanted another mimosa.
That's right. Was seated at the back of the plane, ran toward the cockpit.
Ooh.
Flight attendants chased after the woman. Well, she's just running in a straight line. It's not that difficult.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is she going to go?
Yeah, I mean, it does end right there. She refused to stop. Stopper will zip tag you,
We'll zip tie you.
Anyway, eventually restrained her in the first class section with the zip ties and the duct tape.
Was it duct tape?
So was there any reason for her running?
She hasn't said because she's got duct tape
violent
on her mouth.
Yeah, true.
We don't know exactly what it was that got her upset. Okay, let me see here. Puppy groomer and Katie has been fired for mishandling a dog as she clipped and combed its coat.
Oh.
The horrified owner, Brooke Vowers, says that her Shih Tzu has been left terrified ever since and was handled roughly by the groomer at a PetSmart there.
Oh, well.
Yeah, Vowers. Really, exactly.
Yeah,
so,
I mean.
Brooke Vowers says that she told the was told that the dog had been a sweetie when she picked it up, but as she was leaving, a fellow customer said that she had seen the groomer handling the puppy very roughly.
Oh, yikes.
So there you go. Other customer waited for Vowers because she wanted to witness the groomer mistreating the dog and make sure he said, hey, that's the person who did this. So they fired the groomer.
Wow. I took Coda to a local groomer every once in a while, and they would always give you a report card whenever at the end. And they would always say, you know, she got an A. She was so sweet. And I always thought, y'all are lying.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know,
you know
she wasn't that good.
Right.
It was her progress report.
Very nice.
I think it might actually. Yeah.
Thank
you.
No, that's what they call it. That's what
they
they call it. Yeah, Cooper. I take Cooper to PetSmart, yes. And,
okay.
Do they get report cards too?
Yeah. So normally he gets an A+.
Okay.
10 out of 10,
man,
a good boy.
Let me tell you, mobile pet grooming has become a thing.
There's a truck
parked in my neighborhood every other week.
Okay.
And so someone must be getting their dog groomed, you know, every 2 weeks.
I've seen one in my neighborhood.
Yep, it does happen. I've seen other ones. So.
All right.
Okay.
Got that happening. So who doesn't like ice cream? Who doesn't like flaming hot Cheetos? Put them together.
Of course.
Yep. Drilled Ice Cream in Fountain View, California, now offering flaming hot ice cream. The invention, a blend of vanilla ice cream and flaming hot Cheetos, then topped with flaming hot Cheeto crumbles. Not sure. Back in the day, we had a place called the Tasty Freeze, which was approximately where the Sonic is on Texas Avenue, by university.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Had a Tasty Freeze, and they came up with the idea of having 50 milkshake flavors.
Okay.
Oh,
you can get a milkshake in any of these 50 flavors, among them prune.
Oh.
Yeah, which was
good for
odd.
Digestive health,
I guess. Well, actually, I think it was just prune flavored. I don't even know if
it had
prunes
real prunes in
it. Right. But one of the ones they had was cinnamon.
Okay.
So, of course, you had to try that just to see.
Yeah.
Right.
It was not hot, but it tasted like cinnamon.
Okay.
Which, I mean, if that's possible
like
to do.
Like a cinnamon, like, jelly bean
or
gummy bear or something.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. And so that worked, but did not have any heat involved. So I don't know. What do you think? Could you do
Flaming Hot Cheetos?
Yeah, and ice cream.
No,
sure.
Probably not.
I like Flaming Hot. Yeah, I like them.
Right.
So. Right. But I typically like my ice cream to taste. Have y'all ever had like a bacon-flavored ice cream?
I haven't done that.
No.
Yeah, I've never done really any kind of savory ice cream, and that's what obviously this reminds me of, so I'm not sure if I would be on board with that.
Where are they offered again?
This would be in California.
Makes sense.
Fountain View. Where's the fountain? You know what? There are probably people who live in Fountain View who can't see the fountain.
Where the heck is that fountain?
I'm also questioning, you know, Flaming Hot Cheetos, like, that's a packaged food.
Yes,
I can't
believe
people in California are going to put something non-organic in their ice cream.
That's an excellent point.
Man.
Plus, they get soggy.
Yeah.
But they have, it's,
You know, I didn't think about this, but you might could, like, if I just had a good old heaping bowl of vanilla Bluebell.
Yeah.
And put like crumbled up some hot Cheetos on top.
Could try that.
Like flakes. I wonder if how that would taste.
It could be. But I mean, you mentioned California and they're weird.
Yeah, they are weird.
Education and Research in Toxics filed a lawsuit demanding California coffee sellers warn people about carcinogenic risks in their drinks. Roasting coffee beans creates a chemical called acrylamide. Really, it's in a lot of stuff you might heat up, French fries, toast, as well as some crackers and cereals. A study done on rats and mice did show an increased link to cancer connected to acrylamide, but the American Cancer Society says studies in humans have found no consistent evidence that acrylamide from food and drink is associated with cancer. 7-Eleven and other retailers have settled the lawsuit and may soon post the cancer warnings in California, but others are still fighting, and the case is going to mediation this week. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Coffee. Cancer because of acrylamide.
Right.
Which, by the way, is in toast.
Everything else.
And French fries. But that's fine. Just whatever you think you want to do. Be just fine.
Just peachy.
Cause it's all going to make us die one day.
Because it's California.
Nobody gets out of life alive.
No, you are correct.
Did you see where the screen went black during one of the commercial breaks?
Yes.
In the football game.
I did.
I thought that was part of the...
No.
Of the
no.
Day, yeah. NBC's Twitter account said the darkness was caused by, quote, a brief equipment failure.
Oh.
Someone was getting their butt chewed.
I guarantee you. That
you had one job.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
That is a lot of money. That's a lot of seconds that ticked off the clock.
Yep, and I think that that's... they probably get a make good on that, or I don't know, they get their money back. You know, there may be wiring money back to their account.
What did y'all think about the Jack in the Box Martha Stewart commercial?
You know, I didn't see it.
So I didn't either.
It aired twice,
did
and
it?
So I wasn't sure if you guys... Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
It was okay.
All right, well, we'll go look at it during your news, and then we'll see what we think.
Go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're paying attention.
All right, so let's see on TV tonight. It's The Bachelor on CBS, on ABC at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's new while in Paris.
Oh.
Ari surprises a group of women with a visit to the legendary dance hall Moulin Rouge. Aaron.
Okay.
Season finale on Better Late Than Never tonight. I've never seen that. You guys ever seen that?
No, but someone did text in about it, I think like last week, and said they had kind of caught up. They binged it. Because what network is it on?
It's on NBC.
NBC. So they watched
it on demand or something.
Yeah, NBC.com has all the episodes of their shows. Yeah. And they said it was really funny.
Says the guys bond over this is the one about
the
William Shatner
and
those
people.
Yeah. Okay.
Terry Bradshaw.
Right. The guys bond over a campfire in the Sahara Desert.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Speaking of NBC, This Is Us had their big after the Super Bowl episode last night. I didn't watch it.
What?
No, because it was too late.
Oh, okay.
And so, but I am going to go back and watch it today online.
All right.
And then they have another episode tomorrow. But apparently this one, this is the one where you see, what happens.
Well,
and
anxiously. Well, they had a commercial
about
that.
Lots of tears shed.
They had a commercial that he apparently ate some chili out of a crock pot in a Super Bowl commercial.
Oh.
Is that the one right where the father dies, or is that
right?
Somebody
that's correct. Yeah. For the faulty crock pot.
Right. He apparently eats some chili out of a crock pot just to show that there's no heart.
Oh.
People started throwing their crock pots away.
Right.
Because
which is crazy. Because I watched that episode over the weekend.
Yeah.
And the guy even says it's actually a gift. A guy gives them the crock pot. Obviously, it's a hand-me-down, and he says, you kind of have to wiggle the nozzle or wiggle
the
handle.
The plug or
whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a faulty crock pot to begin with.
So he turns it off, and then it flickers back on. And
I see, and then,
but anyway.
Happened. All right, also tonight on NBC, because you don't know enough about it, it's the best of the U.S., the 2018 Olympics.
Oh, okay.
Be a preview of the games featuring the best from U.S. American teams like Lindsey Vonn, Sean White, Nathan Chin, Chloe Kim, plus a look at the Olympic figure skating competition and a feature on Korean culinary traditions.
Okay.
Meaning they eat that?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And then,
Yeah, that's coming up this weekend.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now this, I don't know how they threw it together. They may have been working on it for months. I don't know. At 9 o'clock tonight on Lifetime, breaking their silence inside the gymnastics scandal. Don't know who they got on, who they're interviewing, if you want to, whatever. Basically, the guy who went over the table at Dr. Nasser.
Mm-hmm. The dad who attacked him?
Exactly. Yeah. They apparently, as of at least last night, $16,000 had been raised for any kind of defense fund that might be necessary. but it appears that probably there won't be any charges filed.
I mean, the day of, on Friday last week, the judge was quoted and said, absolutely, I will not punish him for what he did in court. Yeah. So I don't know if anyone else can make a charge, but that's pretty cool that they raised that much money for him just in case. Yeah.
I don't know that I don't think that charges ought to be filed against him and then they dismiss it for time served or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know that you want to set a precedent necessarily of attacking somebody in the courtroom.
Right.
We'll see how that works.
Yeah.
All right. Ever wish you had more Twitter followers? Oh, every day. Oh,
every
my God.
Day.
I know how bad it is for you, Scott.
It really is. Well, Deadline reports that Chicago Times suspended film critic Richard Roper, who's pretty well known, after he allegedly bought 50,000 followers on at least six different occasions for $650 each from a company called DeViewMe and apparently another outlet who does this. Roper has since been reinstated by the Sun-Times and will continue to do his feature and TV reviews. But the New York Times says Roper's not the only one. Many celebrities and journalists have purchased phony Twitter followers as
well.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Athletes.
Well, because I've also heard that in some cases, let's say you're applying for a job. I think this was, it was with E! News, and it was like an internship position with E! News. They required you to have so many thousands of followers your social media because they wanted you to have at least a decent-sized presence on social media. But even before then, I had heard of people buying followers just to look cool. I don't know.
Jeez, man, join a fraternity.
I have so many friends.
Yeah, look, 50,000 followers. Yeah.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Futures indicating more selling on Wall Street this morning after stocks plummeted on Friday. The Dow Industrial skidded 665. The NASDAQ dropped 145. For the week, the Dow lost 1,095 points or 4.1%. Investors have plenty of things to worry about after stocks suffered their steepest weekly decline in 2 years, but earnings aren't one of them. With about half of the companies in the S&P 500 having reported fourth quarter results, about 80% have beaten Wall Street revenue expectations. That's the highest percentage since the fall of 2008. Among the standouts, 3M, Netflix, Facebook, Time Warner, United Technologies, Comcast, and Intel. Apple Music is on the verge of overtaking Spotify in U.S. paid subscribers, a sign the music streaming world's dominant force is facing growing competition ahead of its hotly anticipated public stock offering. Apple's streaming music service has been adding subscribers in the U.S. more rapidly than its oldest Swedish rival. And that's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Introducing the 2018 Toyota Corolla with voice-activated navigation controls. Just press the button, give a command, and you're on your way.
Find Party Supply Store near here.
Showing nearby party supply stores.
Find closest bakery.
Showing nearby bakeries.
Show directions to home.
Starting guidance to a new route.
Honey, I'm back.
Get everything for the party?
Got it all.
remember to pick up my mom?
Didn't get it all.
The 2018 Corolla, equipped with the latest tech to help with your to-do list and your forgot to-do list. Right now, qualified lessees can lease a stylish new 2018 Corolla LE for only $189 a month for 36 months, with $26.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and 2018.
Do our cell phones cause brain tumors? There's yet another new study out this morning trying to come up with some sort of answer. This one is from the federal government. Its conclusion is that, well, they can't reach a conclusion. After all this time and money, let's talk about why not. Kim Commando with your Monday Consumer Tech Update. This newest taxpayer-funded research comes to us from something called the National Toxicology Program. As taxpayers, we give it $135 million a year. For that, we have a report saying that if you bombard 3,000 male rats with high doses of cell phone radio energy for a long, long time, they have a slightly higher chance of developing a brain tumor. Yet, amazingly, they seem to live longer. In short, for $135 million a year, we've got a jumbled report that makes no sense whatsoever. Just keep your phone away from your head as much as possible. Text, use the speakerphone or earbuds whenever you can. I'm Kim Commando.
Let me tell you why. I've long been a fan of Epson, and why you will be too when you experience the economical Epson EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer. Say goodbye to your old, slow, expensive printer and move up to my printer of choice. The incredible EcoTank 4750 comes with enough ink, right out of the box, to print up to 11,000 color pages. That's the equivalent to 30 ink cartridge sets and up to 2 years of printing. The 4750 is truly wireless. Print from any iPad, iPhone, Android, tablet, smartphone, or through your own Wi-Fi network. And this Epson holds 250 sheets in the paper tray. When it's finally time for ink, you easily refill the printer's ink tanks in seconds. The 4750 is truly cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer is available everywhere. Cartridge-free printing with the Epson EcoTank, the smart choice. More information at Epson.com/EcoTankKim.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 39 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station and Bryan Police are again asking us to keep our vehicles locked and remove all valuables. That follows more than 70 reports in a three-week period ending February 1st. 29 victims were in Bryan.
We've been looking at some offenses over the last 2.5 weeks, where include 27 burglary motor vehicles and 2 stolen vehicles. In all of these cases, the one thing that stands out in Bryan, they're all unlocked, every single one of them. Even the vehicles that were stolen, unlocked, keys in the car.
Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says another 49 were in College Station.
Well, I reached out to College Station to include them in here because we know that some of these have been overlapping as one of the stolen vehicles from their case was recovered here in Bryan.
In Bryan last Thursday, there were 20 vehicle burglaries, 7 thefts, 2 forgeries, and 1 case of stealing or receiving stolen property. A third arrest of a Bryan man in the last 10 months is the third person accused of 8 vehicle burglaries in and south of College Station last July.
According to the arrest report, officers found in the car occupied by 18-year-old Fernando Funes Cruz and the other suspects stolen property that was linked to 6 burglaries of unlocked vehicles in College Station and 2 reported to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. All 8 burglaries took place within a 10-minute time span. Cruz is out of jail on bond, as are fellow suspects Felix Ponce of College Station and Frank Blanco of Bryan. A Bryan man's in jail for the second time in 13 days because he was riding a bicycle without a headlight. According to the arrest report, the officer who checked the bicycle's identification sticker from Texas A&M discovered the bike was stolen the day before. 17-year-old Isaiah Flott, who told officers he found the bike at the College Station apartment complex, was arrested for misdemeanor theft and riding without a headlight. At the time of his arrest, Flott was out on bond following his arrest January 20th for a vehicle burglary. A College Station man in jail who's awaiting 3 trials on drug charges from last year is now accused of firing a gun during a fight outside an apartment complex last October. According to the arrest report from College Station police, 32-year-old Bernice Williams III tested positive for gunshot residue on his right hand from the incident at the Flats on 12 Apartments. Williams denied having a gun because he was a convicted felon. The arrest report did not indicate any of the five people involved in the fight were hit by the gunfire. A Bryan School District employee is on paid leave following his arrest at the district's bus barn on a weapons charge. That's after Bryan police responded to a call last Thursday afternoon of an employee who was asleep in their truck with a holstered 9mm pistol in plain view on the dashboard. According to the arrest report, 21-year-old Colton Gonzalez of College Station told the officer he did not have a license to carry the gun, which was fully loaded with a bullet in the chamber. Gonzalez also told the officer he leaves the gun secured in the truck when he's driving his bus routes. When asked why he had the pistol in plain view, Gonzalez said due to the holster, he's unable to keep it comfortably next to him while sitting in the truck. Gonzalez is out of jail after posing a $3,000 bond after he was arrested for unlawful carrying of a weapon. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the first time, a Texas prison will become air-conditioned, and it's the Wallace Pack unit near Navasota. That follows a lawsuit filed by six inmates. Their attorney, Jeff Edwards, notes at least 10 TDCJ inmates were affected during a heat wave in the summer of 2011.
It's very significant that the court found constitutional violations and that the agency has acknowledged the risk to these inmates.
There are no plans to air-condition other prisons. BTU is among the electric providers around Texas who are dealing with customers who are struggling to pay the higher than normal bills from last month's sub-freezing temperatures.
We do give our customers a little extended period just as our normal course of business over a lot of utilities, but you have to catch up on the bill. So contact us if you're having problems or call 211.
BTU's David Worley on our show says not paying your bills is something that doesn't work for very long.
Everything's online, so our customers have access to their account, see their interval data, so it'll tell them what their meter's doing at every hour. And so a lot of times, rather than calling and telling us your bill's high, we know that my bill's high, your bill's high.
Everybody.
Right, everybody's bill got high.
Worley says the price of buying electricity jumped from $25 to $9,000 per megawatt hour during last month's cold snap, a cost that is passed on to customers. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 39 degrees. You can call or text us any time of the day. That number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
A roof is a roof is a roof, right? Wrong! Sure, a lot of the same materials are used, and sure, some of the same styles are built. But at Aggieland Roofing, things are done right the first time, satisfaction guaranteed. Aggieland Roofing guarantees that your roof installation or repair will be completed on time the first time. Aggieland Roofing, 777-1432 or aggielandroofing.com. Aggieland Roofing, roofing done right.
Hey, we got some weather for you. It's brought to you this morning by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Lots of clouds in our forecast over the next couple of days. We'll have a high today of about 60 to 65. Cloudy tonight, a few showers, and maybe even a thunderstorm overnight, lows 55 to 60. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, warmer, 70 to 75. Showers and breezy tomorrow night, near 50. Mostly cloudy and turning cooler for the day Wednesday. Highs will be only 50 to 55 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So does anybody buy CDs anymore?
Ooh. Sometimes.
Yeah, well, apparently not that many, since Billboard reported Friday that Best Buy stores will stop carrying CDs.
Oh, wow.
July 1st. Same deal for Target. Best Buy reportedly only makes about $40 million annually for CD sales, which used to be one of the company's staples.
Yeah, I mean, it takes up a huge portion of their store.
Yep. According to Nielsen Research, U.S. American CD sales dropped by around 20 million copies between 2015 and 2016.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks, iTunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, all that stuff.
What was the first CD produced in U.S. America? Ooh. You got any idea?
No clue.
Really?
Yep.
I think I own it.
Yep. And it happened in 1984. So there you go. Born in the USA, for you people who don't know. And apparently Billy Joel's 52nd Street also was done that year, but it was released later than Bruce.
So the Boss was on the front lines.
One more time. Yeah, I could spend about 4 minutes listening to this.
Where were you born?
Yeah.
In the USA.
Where?
In the USA.
Wait a minute. Where exactly?
America.
Bruce is talking to you? Wow. There you go. Not bad. Not
if there's one man who can unite us all.
Yeah, you're
born
right.
Born in the USA.
Absolutely. There you go. So look for Tesla. Tesla, you know who they are.
Yeah.
They're going to start selling solar panel tiles inside Home Depot.
Okay.
Bloomberg News reports that Powerwall, which is Tesla's home energy storage system, is increasing in popularity, and the company has signed a deal to put Tesla-branded pop-up spaces in 800 Home Depot stores beginning this year. Powerwall was originally designed as an accessory for people who owned one of their electric cars, but owners also found that they were a cost-effective accessory for anybody with a home solar array. So we'll see.
Okay.
Allows energy generated during the day to be stored and used overnight or for charging up your electric vehicles if you got one of those. So
boom, electric vehicles.
That's it. And it's Tesla branded, so you know, it's a name that you know. All right, so the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources relocating several elk to designated elk zones.
Oh, elk zone.
Yeah, because elks don't fly, so you got to do it for them. The zones made about 20 years ago after elk were reintroduced to the state. Overhunting and habitat destruction had worked the population down to almost nothing, so now they're going to helicopter them. They're going to chopper them.
Oh,
is that going to freak them out?
Yeah, I was about to say, something tells me they're not going to be okay with that.
I would think that they, but you know, what can they say about it?
Nothing.
So did you hear Kim? Kim, was that an elk?
That was an elk noise.
That was an elk in distress.
Yeah, it sounded like
distress. Exactly.
Elk in pain.
Well, they're being helicoptered.
All right, so hey, Chelsea, here you go. That glass of wine that you look forward to after work every day.
At 1 p.m.
After work.
Well, there's time shifting involved.
Evening.
That's right. There's time shifting involved. Anyway.
Yes.
Science says it's good for you.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Party on.
I thought this was old, though.
Well,
right?
I know. See, that's, well, look, they may be dwindling. The sales may be fluctuating a little bit, so they just decided to once again introduce us to this study. CNBC says the study conducted at the University of Rochester Medical Center found that low levels of alcohol consumption can actually lower inflammation in the brain.
Okay.
Too much will cause a tremendous inflammation, but no.
Oh,
you don't
say.
The glass of wine actually helps clean the brain.
Okay.
It says here by clearing away toxins.
Wow.
And I'm going to say it's true. I mean,
me
I don't
too.
Know if
clean,
it is.
Clean your brain.
Yeah. I'm going to believe it.
Friends walk in. What are you doing? I'm cleaning my brain.
I'm cleaning my brain.
That's right.
Is that another glass? Yeah.
Right.
My
yeah.
brain needed extra cleaning
right.
today.
Yeah. I haven't done
There's
it in
a lot
so
of crap.
Long.
There's a lot of stress up there from you people.
Caller.
Just imagine the elk with air sickness.
Yeah, what would that sound like, Chelsea?
No, what that would feel like as they fly over is what he's saying. You know, they get air sick. I'm just, okay. Anyway, they did the, now, see?
But you're right. Too much does not clean the brain. It hurts the brain.
They used mice. So that's, are they saying that our brains are like mice brains?
I don't know.
Oh, really?
When mice were exposed to low levels of alcohol consumption.
What's that, like a little droplet?
See, I know.
They had a bunch of loaded mice.
Exactly. Compared to 2.5 drinks a day.
And
whoa.
Two and a half
drinks a day.
And what kind of wine are we talking? Like $6 bottle?
Excellent
at, you
point.
Know, bottom
that's
shelf?
Right. That's
or are we
true.
Talking like $50? Because that's not going to happen.
Well, see. And, you know, that you make an excellent point there because you have to think about what is the median price for this wine.
The quality really does make a difference.
It does. What's the median price for wine sold in U.S. America? Because it ought to fall into that. Because, yeah, if you're doing like a $52 bottle of wine, there are not a lot of folks. Because it's just a delivery system, after all. anyhow, they showed less inflammation in their brains than those folks who didn't use it. So, yeah, cleaning
those
your
folks,
brain
the
out.
Other little mice, cleaning, the other little rats.
Cleaning your brain out.
I like it.
Air Force One needs new refrigerators.
Oh.
And they're going to cost the taxpayer $24 million.
Oh, my.
I know. You used to hear about the $900 toilet seats, right? Well, experts say the cost for the two refrigerators is not price gouging by Boeing, which handles the jets and all that for the presidential, you know, entourages, but instead the result of specialized equipment requirements put in place by the White House Military Office and Air Force. The new refrigerators, not your basic kitchen Frigidaire.
Really?
Okay?
Imagine that.
Don't say.
What the deal is the requirement for Air Force One is the ability to feed crew and passengers for weeks without resupply.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
So that means storing about 3,000 meals in the massive refrigerators and freezers below the passenger cabin. Five chillers cool a total of 26 climate-controlled compartments. They recently awarded Boeing a $23 million contract to replace two of the chillers. Now, the deal is this. Do they rotate that stuff to the front? Do they stock it from behind?
They must rotate it.
Because they're going...
It gets stuck in the back. It's there forever.
Yeah, because they'd go, this macaroni and cheese tape. Oh.
Yeah. Ugh, I mean, only the freshest of the freshest.
Yeah.
This guaca. Oh, no. That's not
guacamole. See, that's the other thing. Right. I mean, doesn't that depend on what the president and his group want to eat?
True.
See, and if Ron Paul had been elected president, he would have had that freeze-dried stuff.
You know, you're right. That stuff would have been there, would have lasted forever without refrigeration. All you have to do is add water.
Yeah.
And you can have.
Get some MREs.
Yeah,
yeah, like chicken linguine or something like that and a wonderful tasty sauce.
Yeah.
It's 8:45.
Why wait until your pest issues become a pest? One call does it all. Hassle-free, guaranteed residential year-round pest control from award-winning Swoboda Pest Control. Only $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Protect your home against roaches, rats, mice, spiders, silverfish, scorpions, pantry pests, and some ants. Guaranteed with just one phone call and $25 per month. Google SWOB. ODA. Remember, year-round pest control coverage for only $25 per month.
It's always a great day at Swoboda Pest and Termite Control.
Hey guys, Zach in studio with Long Way Home Adoptables. We got April Plemons in with us as we do every week. And April, we got Shih Tzus today.
We got
a Shih Tzu.
She's very cute. She's kind of the traditional black and white Shih Tzu, kind of like the, you know, the salt and pepper look. And she kind of comes from a rough start. She was left behind in an apartment after her owner left the country. And so fortunately, someone found her in there. But she was pretty matted and kind of grimy, and so we got her cleaned up. But so she is dealing with a little bit of, I need to see everyone. I want to talk to everyone.
Yeah.
Tell me your life story. and then she probably doesn't do best if you are gone long periods of time. Mm-hmm. She just wants to feel reassured.
Gotcha.
But otherwise, she's a really happy, peppy dog.
Yeah. As somebody who owns a Shih Tzu, I can tell you they're very lovable dogs.
Yes.
He's my little buddy. But yeah, he does want you to be around him.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to hang out. He wants to chill.
Yeah. They're a very affectionate breed. And two, especially coming from a neglectful situation, this is very much not the dog that you want, you know, if you're going to be gone long hours, but rather if you're someone who's able to come in and out, or if you're looking for someone to really be a companion dog, this is going to be your girl. She's going to be on you like Velcro.
Now, I know that we had talked about you guys actually doing an online auction. That starts today, right?
It does. Yeah, we're really excited. This is the first time ever. So all of the items are available on our Facebook page. It's all through a Facebook event. So you can find us online. And you're just going to bid, and it will close on Wednesday, the 7th. So we're really excited. This is the first time we've been able to do this. And every single auction item, from small to large, will be able to help us save more dogs just like Eartha Kitt.
Go to Facebook.com. Check out Long Way Home Adoptables. Of course, you can also go online, longwayhomeadoptables.org. April, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our community interview paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. VoteMeese.com. Early voting starts February 20th.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. There will be lots of challenges facing the district clerk's office, our courts, and our litigants in the near future. I am the only candidate in this race with the knowledge and experience to handle the tasks of this job on day one. I'm confident that I can perform the task. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Through the prophet Jeremiah, God asked, "Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number." Jeremiah 2 and verse 32. It's hard to imagine a bride forgetting her wedding gown. After all, brides spend long hours looking for and trying on dresses to find the right one. As hard as it is to imagine a bride forgetting her wedding dress, it's even harder to imagine someone forgetting God. After all, it is in Him that we live and move and have our very being. Acts 17 and verse 28. Without the loving gift of His Son, we would all be perishing in our sins. John 3 and verse 16. We encourage you to come and remember God with us at the BCS Church of Christ. Our building is located at 11914 State Highway 30 in College Station, Texas. You can also visit us on the web at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 10 minutes till. Drug raid in the home in England turned up more than the narcotics folks had anticipated. Police said they found a 4-foot crocodile in the bedroom of the house in Essex. Yeah. As they continued searching for illegal drugs, they came across toads and spiders and 16 live snakes, including a cobra.
Oh.
Strange people. Cops say the crocodile was confined to a small pen near the resident's bed, and all the exotic pets were in bad health. The creature was transported to an animal care facility. Unclear if any drugs were found in the investigation, but they did find those.
Oh, now that's sad.
You know, crocodiles probably poop, don't they?
I would imagine.
And, you know, you probably got to clean that up.
I imagine they have to eat quite a bit as well.
Yeah, that's also
And I'm
true.
Sure the frogs that? And everything else in there were making sure they didn't go anywhere near that,
Wow.
that cage.
There's a lot of folks out there on planet Earth.
Yeah.
A little bit unusual. Well, let's see. We may have to call Mr. Downs. We'll wait till Chelsea gets back from her paper route. But it's a scientific thing. And, of course, who better to explain scientific stuff than Mr. Downs?
Oh, yeah, he's big on the science.
All right, so now, did you have any unusual food yesterday that you wouldn't normally prepare for yourself or anything you'd never consumed before?
Nothing that I've never not consumed before, I guess, is the best way to put it. Somebody at this get-together that we had for the Super Bowl, they brought shrimp cocktail, which was interesting, like a little packaged shrimp cocktail thing. Yeah.
Like made somewhere else?
I assume. It wasn't like it was, I don't think they caught the shrimp themselves and boiled them. Everything that I had to eat last night was pretty good.
Okay, well, you know, I had some ribs, which is great.
Oh, yeah, that's real good.
Ribs is one of those things where, you know, you don't want to do it yourself because, you know, either you're not good at it or it's a hassle and it takes
time. Pain.
So if somebody else does it, those are always better. And so, yeah, that was a good thing. And then, there was some experimental stuff. like these
make that sound so weird.
Well, it was stuff it had cheese in it and
what
olives.
Are we talking about?
Cheese and olives.
Yeah, well, did you have anything unusual that you hadn't had before?
Well, I did actually.
Okay.
For the Super Bowl, my mom made something called Neiman Marcus dip.
Okay.
Either one of you heard of that?
No.
I've heard of Neiman Marcus and I've heard of dip but never
right.
together.
Okay, so it's shredded cheese, bacon.
Mm-hmm. That's a great start.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Almonds, like sliced almonds.
All right, okay.
And then some green onion to, you know, make it look healthy.
Sure.
And then all combined with mayo.
Oh.
It was delicious.
Yeah, this stuff looks pretty good.
And
yeah.
So I'm thinking Neiman Marcus is the name because it's so rich
and
makes savory.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know why it's named that, but it was really tasty.
Did you have it on Ritz crackers?
We did have some crackers.
Yeah.
We had some we had some club crackers. We had some round crackers.
Yeah.
Yeah, had all sorts of stuff.
Hey,
variety.
Speaking of mayo, by
tasty.
The way, I don't know, y'all mayo fans?
Yes.
Okay.
I make my own mayo.
Do you?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's healthier than store-bought mayo.
Oh, what does it not have that the store-bought has? Chemicals or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I make it with just regular, like, extra light olive oil, an egg, and some salt and mustard.
Okay,
and
so just a little
juice.
Bit. You make a little bit at a time. Then.
Yeah, like a batch.
Yeah.
So you don't
make
it with your own lard or your own fat that you get from the pigs or whatever?
No, I make it with olive oil.
There you go. So McDonald's is catching some heat from customers. Because they don't have any packets of this stuff.
Of mayo?
Yeah.
Oh.
They don't have individual mayo packets that are available. They're going, hey, you got ketchup. Uh-huh. Why wouldn't you have mayo?
Well, do they have mustard packets?
Well, I don't know that they do, no.
Yeah.
But anyhow, they've put together a petition because they can.
Really?
Yeah, saying, you know, we want
They put mayo on a bunch of stuff. Their burgers and everything, they already have mayo on.
Yeah, they do. But what if you want more? See,
right.
That's the whole deal. Then you want to be able to petition them to give you more mayo.
Interesting. Yeah.
Like more cowbell.
We want mayo.
We want more fat.
Calling Mr. Downs this morning.
He is in the building.
Yeah, I know he is.
Downs is in the building.
All right. So he's not in his office.
Uh-oh.
He's probably heading to your studio as we speak.
He should be. Well, because we have a science question.
Oh.
And, you know, he's the person.
You don't think I have the answer?
Well, no, I'm sure. Well, I think what we want to do is let him weigh in.
Okay.
And then he can... He can give us his explanation, mm-hmm. and then you could give us the explanation that the Chelsea explanation.
Okay.
The Chelsea explanation. Yeah. Right. You could dumb it down for us, yeah. Chelsea. Yeah. Thanks.
So that we can understand it.
Right.
Okay, let me see. Okay. Would you like to come see us in the control room? ? Okay.
So
okay. I would love it. Do you send emojis at all in any of your texts, Scott?
Well, you know, I
That'd
did.
Be amazing.
Here's what happened is I sent... a thumbs up. I said thumbs up emoji one time to somebody, and it actually did it, which kind of shocked me a little bit.
Yeah, I think it was me.
That it? Okay.
Maybe.
You typed it out, and then it said
No, I said that.
Said thumbs up emoji.
I do talk to text more often than not.
Oh, okay.
So, Zach, do you talk to text?
No.
Okay. It's an older person thing.
Thank you.
But I used it, like, once on Friday,
yep.
And it really changes my world every time I use it.
Okay.
I just have to remind myself to use it.
Yeah.
But it is so
easy. What I said.
But mine screws up all the time, though.
Oh,
hear me
no,
right.
No, this was awesome. Oh. And I was like, I really need to do this more often.
Listen to you.
Yeah.
Chelsea, you'll start heading to bingo.
But it's funny because, guys, I'm turning 30 this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk to text.
Officially over the hill.
Yep.
Chelsea said that's for older people. That was very nice of her to say that.
General Manager Ben Downs, Voice of Reason. Good to see you all again today.
Voice of Reason.
Yeah.
Well, I just, you know, this was a day of good rationalization. So to clean the toxins out of your brain, you're supposed to wash them out with a little Smirnoff.
Two and a half.
Is that the story?
No, wine. Ooh. Wine. Two and a half glasses. Two and a half glasses.
Hey, alcohol's alcohol,
okay,
friend.
That's it.
If you
just
didn't learn anything,
our brains.
If you didn't learn anything in those classes at Consolidated, you should learn by now that alcohol's alcohol.
All right, a scary-sounding theory making the rounds in the internet that the Earth's magnetic poles are about to flip.
Oh,
I did hear about this.
Wow, I was going to get your explanation, and then
I don't have an explanation.
No,
that magnetosphere thing that you guys poo-pooed at the top of your lungs the other day.
All right, yeah,
and I don't know. The Earth and all the critters on the Earth have survived over the years.
Let's see what Chelsea remembers from having heard about it.
Oh, no, I just saw the poles are going to flip.
Okay.
So what does that mean? Like the penguins get to live in the North Pole now instead of the South?
Yes, it's exactly what it means.
Okay, people relocate all the time.
The great penguin migration and polar bear migration, they'll wave as they pass in the night.
The polar bears will finally get a little snack they've always been wanting.
Yeah, the magnetic effect is created by oceans of molten iron that are swirling deep inside the planet.
Oh. Sounds like the beginning of a Disney movie.
Yes. Oceans of molten iron.
But if Hillary Swank and the core taught us nothing else, we learned that, yes.
Okay.
And it doesn't, the thought is that it's a slow flip. I mean, it doesn't just all of a sudden.
I can't imagine.
We're not going to watch it rocketing over our heads or anything. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But, you know, there's a period of time there where we might get the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights.
Oh, that would
be
cool.
Central Texas Lights for a while it's flipping. Because that's where all that comes from.
Is it going to be like a giant curling match where it comes around and bumps that one and it goes up?
Yes, yeah. That's exactly what it will be like.
I can't wait for curling.
So now what I had, because it's coming up.
I know, it's coming up.
All right, so now what I asked them, and I asked, did you watch the game? Tell me, did you go someplace to watch the game? Did you watch the game? Anything?
How do you want me to answer for the bit?
No, because
different answers.
You want truth?
Yeah.
Truth.
Are you kidding me?
Right. Well,
until I signed on to Drudge this morning. morning. I didn't know what the score was.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, no, I was asking them if they had tried anything new or different this weekend, because they went to a party maybe where somebody had done something, but you just sat around.
I never get invited to parties.
Oh,
you know that.
Oh, that's so sad.
You sat around with your by the way, if you enjoy bad lip reading, okay, yeah. They've got an NFL 2018.
That is pretty funny stuff.
2018 video is out if you want to do bad lip reading. And if y'all haven't done that before, it's not as good as Jib Jab.
My Twitter feed that has my Olin Mills comment of the three of you on there has been a very popular
I retweeted
tweet.
It.
Thank you.
Why it got so popular.
I know. I was hoping you would.
Have we posted it? Have we posted the picture?
Well, he posted the funny picture.
Yeah, I saw the funny picture. I'm talking about the real picture.
No, you may say it's the funny picture, but it's the picture that's just too true.
I follow you. Why can't I find you on here anywhere? I'm trying to find you. Did you block me?
He thought he followed me for the longest time, and he didn't.
Well, Friday was picture day, and so we'll have a picture.
Oh, yeah, picture day.
Soon, so we'll hope for the best as far as that goes. Man in Dallas charged with taking a sledgehammer to police cars.
Oh, yeah. He went on a little rampage.
That's Greg Simpson, 58 years old, entered the Dallas Central Patrol parking lot, started smashing cars right before dawn on
Greg.
Sunday.
Greg. Wow. Yeah, he got public intoxication.
Oh, okay. And a guy named Paul Jew, spelled J-O-O, 28, from Texas, stopped doing 111 on Interstate 91 in Vermont.
You go, guy.
Oh, Vermont. Yeah, they don't like you to go fast up there.
Just so he could. All right.
111, that's like 15 minutes before you hit Canada there.
That's right. Yeah, you have to stop pretty quickly, anytime you're doing
customs.
That's true. All right, not going to be a very nice day today. It's probably going to rain tomorrow. But
Happy Monday!
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, happy Nutella Day. We're back tomorrow. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.